Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fran Mullins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Lurch. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Randy Lurch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Barony. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bruce Barony. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barony fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch strikes out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Baranee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baranee hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Davis picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Davis. Wilson moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trillo moves to third. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fitzgerald for a passed ball. Trillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Barony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barony is 0 for 1 in the game. Barony hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lurch takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lurch moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trillo strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis takes first base on ball 4. Lurch moves to third. Gladden moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lurch tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman misplays the ball. That's an error on Chapman. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lurch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemaster moves to second. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Darryl Strawberry pinch hits for Jerry Martin. Frank Williams now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry now playing right field. Wes Gardner now pitching. Wally Backman now playing shortstop. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullins hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. Hernandez scores. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Giants. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.